Sorry to bother you like this, but thank you for answering the door. No, I'm not selling anything for school. I'm just wearing this uniform because that's where I came from. Look, this is going to be awkward for both of us, and I don't really know how to begin. So, the name on your mailbox and in the phone book, that's you, right? Okay, can I come in, please? I feel kind of weird just standing outside on your doorway. And the stuff I need to talk about is kind of private. But it's not like you have anything to fear from me. I mean, yeah, I'm hardly a criminal. Thank you. Just sit anywhere? Okay. Yes, a glass of water would be great. Or if you had a beer. I won't tell anyone that you gave it to me. And I could really use something to give me some courage at the moment. Thank you. Maybe I'm being too dramatic, but. Ugh. That's what beer tastes like? No, it's okay. It's. The second sip is better already. Kind of hits the spot, despite the taste. Now, I have something to show you. You see this picture? It's from your college days, but that's you, right? Isn't it? I'm sorry, I'm confusing you, aren't I? This teenage schoolgirl suddenly appearing with all this weird information about you. Like I'm stalking you or something. But I'm not, really. I mean, I didn't even know about you until a few days ago. Please, just bear with me, please. This is the only way I can think of to do this. Do you recognize this picture? She's a girl I think you knew in college from your first year. She dropped out all of a sudden in her second semester, but, pretty sure you knew her very well. On at least one occasion. Okay, so we're both blushing now. I think I know that you're the right man. You're the man who was involved with this woman. My mother. Oh God, I'm sorry. That's an awful lot to hit you with all of a sudden, isn't it? You didn't even know she was pregnant, did you? She never told you. She never told anyone. She just dropped out. Never returned your phone calls or letters. For what it's worth, she never told me about you. Or at least, not the truth. I grew up hearing all kinds of horrible things about you, but obviously not really you. And I grew up hating you. Well, hating a lot of men, actually. Believing her lies. And then I found her diaries. I know the truth now. I can't live with her after this. She tried to poison me against you, to deny me a father, and deny you a daughter. That is, if you wanted one. I mean, you never even got the chance to decide, did you? Well, you do now. I'm sorry to dump all this on you, but all of a sudden I moved out of my mom's place. I haven't really thought this out, but I need some place to stay in. I mean, it looks like you have a spare bedroom here, and I need a place to stay while I figure things out, and maybe get to know my father better. So, is it okay if I move in with you for a little bit? I mean, it's just you here, right? No offense, but this kind of looks like a bachelor's place. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, sorry. I just had to hug you. I hope you don't mind. What's wrong? Did I do something wrong? Did I upset you or Don't be embarrassed. You didn't even know who I was until a minute ago. Maybe the one thing my mom didn't lie to me about is that men can't always control the way their bodies react. I look a lot like how Mom looked when you first met her, don't I? And here I am, just showing up and pressing my body up against yours like a total idiot. Look, there's nothing to be ashamed about. I even read about this in biology. It's called genetic sexual attraction. It happens to a lot of family members who haven't grown up or exposed to each other. We're attracted to people like ourselves genetically. But when you grow up around somebody, your mind conditions you to, well, to not see them in that way. But we don't have that. What we do have is all these emotions running loose inside of us and our minds trying to make sense of them. I mean, we've never been together, but we know deep down that we're meant to always be together. And now we want to be together. Our brains are just getting confused on how we, as father and daughter, should do that. We're still having trouble not seeing each other as man and woman. Or at least man and girl. I mean, my brain isn't, at least, and yours too, based on how your body reacted. I want to hug you as my father, and to have you hug me back, but I can't help. I can't help wanting other things, too. I know it would be a terrible idea. Of course it's a bad idea. It's a horrible idea. I mean, I'm a very smart girl. Mom raised me thinking that men were scum, and especially my father. Finding out the truth has unlocked so many feelings in me. Meeting you and... I guess what I'm saying is, you didn't know I was your daughter until a few minutes ago. And if you wanted to pretend, for a little longer anyway, that I wasn't, and treat me like a regular girl instead, well, I wouldn't mind. I think we both want this. Need this right now. I can tell you want to. But you've only been father for, what, like 10 minutes? And you're trying to be a good father and do the right thing, aren't you? Somehow it's making it even harder for me to want to do the right thing. If I can satisfy two desires at once by sitting in your lap, what's the harm there? It feels right as a daughter and a woman. So don't reject me as either. I'm gonna put my arms around you. That would be something a daughter does. I'm kissing you. That's something a daughter does. My first time kissing my father. Or any man, really. But I think today could be a day for many first times, if you'll let it be. Because... I'll let you. Now your hands are starting to touch me in a very unfather-like way. The way my body is reacting isn't particularly daughterly. But neither of us really cares now, do we? Let's worry about the consequences later. Let's take off this uniform from the school Mom sent me to. All exclusive and for girls only. To keep me away from boys, to keep me away from the world and living. You're the first man to see me naked. Other than doctors, of course. Do you like my body? You never got a chance to see me growing up, so now you can see it all you want. Touch it all you want. Mom supported me all these years, but I'm sure you would have helped if you'd known. Now, here's your chance. Support me. Lift me up. Now set me down. Oh, my God. Oh, Mom would so freak if she saw this. Her little girl. With a man. An older man. Her own father. You making love to me. Oh, yes. Oh, Daddy. Hold me. That's the first time I called you that. It feels weird, but... but also so right. And sexy. Daddy. Hug me. Screw me, Daddy. Oh, I feel so sexy. I feel loved. I feel whole for the first time in my life. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Harder, Daddy. Oh, yeah. Help me move up and down on you. With your big, strong hands. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Oh, just like you fucked Mommy to make me. Oh, yeah. Oh, this isn't what I planned, Daddy. I didn't come here to seduce you, to have sex with you. But this feels so perfect. And it keeps feeling better. Oh, Daddy, yes. Oh, yes, Daddy. Yes, don't stop. Oh, Daddy, I'm gonna come for you, Daddy. I'll make your baby girl come. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Daddy. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Daddy, for that. And for letting me move in with you. We can be a family. A father and daughter. And more. Now, should I move into the guest bedroom? Because I can see from here that you have a nice big bed in your room.